halfback starting the game. And obviously some people are going to think that you're going to be pretty simplistic when you come out. Have these guys picked up your offense pretty well? How comfortable do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, I think they've our players have learned our system real well, and we got a lot of young guys, and so I'm looking forward to seeing them work. I think they've done a good job of picking it up.
Now, just to expand on that point, a lot of your roster is young guys. You have about half the roster with a year of experience or less. What sort of challenges does that present for you as the head coach, and then for the organization on the whole?
Well, I think it's been a challenge all the way from the beginning to make sure that we do a good job of teaching them our system, and then, and then really give them what they can handle. And I think that's the important thing as you get a young team, ready to go. Regardless of scheme, I think at times less is more. I think that in general, because we do want them to be able to go out and play fast and execute.
Does that make it more difficult for you? Because on the one hand, you're trying to develop a team, but on the other hand, it's the NFL, and there's very much a premium placed on winning now.
Yeah, no, we're going to play every game with the idea where we want to win, and I think you prepare yourself that way, regardless of how old your team is.
You guys sitting there and you're going over, you're getting your game plan, you're putting it all together. I mean, do you actually talk about the fact that you kind of keep it a little bit simplistic more than you might have under normal circumstances?
Yeah, I'll leave the game planning thoughts, for Sunday. But, I think it's important. It's just like, first-year guys can't draw back on the experience that guys that have been in the league have. So, anything they're doing for the first, maybe second or third time.
Pat, you were the quarterback coach back here with the Eagles, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on Nick Foles. You saw him in action against you, and your thoughts on this young guy.
Well, we liked him coming out of the draft. Of course, we took Brandon, so that kind of took us out of the quarterback business after that. But I thought Nick did a nice job, especially in the preseason games when he had an opportunity to play. But that wasn't a surprise to me, because I can just tell you from an organizational standpoint, we thought a lot of him coming out.
You obviously were here in Philadelphia. You saw the Eagles in the preseason, so you definitely are familiar with the organization and vice versa. Is there any advantage or disadvantage with having that sort of knowledge about the team you're playing in week one?
Well, I don't know. Obviously, there's relationships that we all have. But I think what's important is our teams are different. Our teams are in programs are at different stages. They're a team that's is consistently won for a lot of years. They've got some veteran players, although they're trying to get some younger guys going as well. We're on the other side of it. We're trying to get this thing going, and the way you get it going is by winning games. And so, I think you got to look at it for what it is. I obviously learned a great deal by working there, got a huge amount of respect for their organization, which I think the strength of it starts at the top and works its way down through the coaches and the players. And really everything that Philly is always in my mind been very first class.
Is there any added pressure for you knowing that there's a pending ownership change and that they might be evaluating how they want to move forward with the coaching staff in the front office?
No, I think I think that's separate at this point. We as coaches, how we can get tunnel vision, and we just work on our next opponent. And our first opponent just happens to be Philly, where we all have a lot of relationships.
Coach, we just got a safety from you, Sims. Your thoughts on him? I know he had a good training camp for you. What can we expect to see from him in Philly?
Yeah, David, he did an outstanding job here, and we had a lot of conversations about what to do, and I'm happy for him. He's at a good place. We found a way to make a deal, which was good, I think, for both of us, and I think Philadelphia got a real fine player.
Just to go back to your time here in the organization and whatnot, it's possible with this pending ownership change that you could be reunited with Joe Banner. Have you spoken with him recently, and what do you think that would be like to work together again?
Well, I all that stuff that's out there, like I said, I had a huge amount of respect for everybody in Philadelphia, And I had a huge amount of respect. I have a huge amount of respect for Joe Banner and what he, you know, helped build there. And so, you know, I'll leave it at that. I think what's important is that I worry about getting this team ready to play, the Cleveland Browns, getting our team ready to play, and get my guys flying around and playing fast and hard, and then we'll sort all that out at the end.
You were here when Andy built this team and started from scratch and obviously a losing record the first year and all. Is there anything in particular you learned from him, not necessarily even about coaching in general, but in terms of building and establishing a team?
Well, I mean, he's been there. Obviously, I learned a lot from Andy. You know, as long as he's been there, I obviously learned about perseverance, you know, being able to lead men through tough times. And I think that's you know, I was just talking about it with our local media that, you know, hopefully I'll carry that through as somebody that worked for him. You know, obviously I learned a great deal about pro football from Andy. I mean, my 10 years in Philadelphia were some of my fondest, not only as a coach, but, you know, as a father and a husband, and our kids had a chance to grow up in one place, which is unique for a coach. Very unique that you're able to stay in one place for an extended period of time, which we were in Philadelphia. So, you know, there's obviously fondness that, you know, on a lot of different levels for me.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thanks so much, Coach. Pat. Appreciate it.
All right, take care. We'll see you.
All right.